Okay, good morning. We are up to Tefesh Ches Gimel. Esmen Terach, although I'm not sure why. Gimel, Im Hifsik Me'achilas of Od Hayom Gadol, if Ramasik Yerchila, early in the day, Yachol Lachzor Lechol Kozvon Shel Kibbel Lavatainis. The person's allowed to go back and to eat, as long as it was a couple of times. So he started sort of a second, you know, often people daven mincha, mincha gdola, you know, and you eat out, and then you eat afterwards. He started two, you know, feel the cold drink is not till six, so someone finishes at three, and then okay, well, he's allowed to still eat. Right, as long as you recover the time. So gava ayin le'as tafu from gimel and kibel belave lo have kabbalah. The shy level you have to say it bel peh and say it belave. The idea of being kabbal to sefer yom yom kippur, that's what doesn't feel zaka, and there isn't even some people even say to say straight out harini and makabel v'chulei v'chulei. There is an inyan to do that. So you makabel to sefer yom kippurim. And by Shabbos is a discussion, but obviously as you said it straight out, everyone agrees that you were makabel. Dalad be'erev yom kippur ein lelecha el machalim kalim lis akel. You have to eat things which are easily digestible. Kedei shelo yehi savea umizgai sheispal. Right, it doesn't, you know, it's in order so that a person doesn't get too full. And with Gaia, because she's spoil, I don't really understand what, you know, if his person's over full, he's, you know, obviously there's some inyan which a person, you know, a person feels very full, feels very geschmack, so I guess, so he doesn't, his davening is not bahachna, you know, you feel a little bit of, a little, you know, if you feel a little bit of, I think that's where it's tsar, but you don't feel over full, so you can, your mind's a bit clear, you're not just like, you know, thinking about, oh wow, that was such a good, you know, those were good hamburgers, whatever. A person should eat things which are easily digestible. A person should not eat things which are mechamim, the guf, shlodoloi they carry. You shouldn't come to carry it, as we'll see later on, that seeing carry on your kippur is a whole big thing. So achlapanim, you know, even though, and also, even though, yes, it's because of oinis, if a person would see carry because he ate too much, it's a bit, you know, whatever, it's a bit of oinis, but still, you don't want that to happen on Yom Kippur, you want to be tahor. Mechenin lechol by chali cholov, shemar bim zera, because you shouldn't eat by chali cholov, which are Marbim Zera. Ach Mesu Shachris, no again, Ochlan, it's okay to eat them Mesu Shachris. Al-Kopanim, the thing is, the question I had is, I remember someone told me that, you know, Basil Masekis, you know, he's a chazan. He was a chazan for Yom Kippur, so he ate a big, huge plate of spaghetti and meatballs. You know, the bowl, like give him koyach for the whole. Would that be a problem or not? So it could be for old tefillah. It says you could mzgar kshispal. If the person's kavana is so that he can obviously anything, even, you know, they can have koyachs to, you know, to daven for the yom, and I think they give him more koyach, things like that. Lachar, it would be, you know, this is, you know, it would be fine. The person feels he can't get through the fast unless he has some meat. It's probably okay. Just the minig is to have chicken, because chicken goes down more easily. Have heavy things that, you know, it comes up, you know, it's complex. A person should not eat stuff which makes extra saliva, shumshumin. Whether there's an ister to swallow spit on Yom Kippur. So our Shulchan says obviously not, because if there was, people have to be sitting there spitting out the whole day. But what about a case here? So what's the problem here with having sesame? It could be that a lot of it would be, it's a, you shouldn't do something which is going to cause, you know, a problem. You know, put yourself in the situation where you're going to have a lot more, or maybe just try this, is that it's just gonna go ahead and make it harder to daven. Issue is if it says Mishmaros says a person shouldn't, throw up on purpose on Yom Kippur because maybe you'll swallow back a little bit of whatever came up and that would be swallowing. So I had a shiloh once, a little person's sick and he's very congested. So he's coughing up phlegm. Are you allowed to swallow that phlegm or do you have to spit it out every single time? Sometimes whatever happens. so I was told that you don't have to. I think there's a mile, a lot, whatever. But it could be you don't have to. It's a little bit unclear from here. There's what to talk about, but Pashto says you don't necessarily have to spit out. Be sure you spit out everything, and then if you can't find where to spit it out. And the person should not eat a chila gasa by sudum masekis. Anyway, the overeating doesn't necessarily make a person get through Yom Kippur. It's just more of a what's it called? And I don't think there's any chiv to take some call either or any of these herbal concoctions. If it helps, it helps. That's. Obviously there's no inyan to try to take it to try to get through. Tough rish test hatmanos chamin be'erev Yom Kippur. Mutu lahatmin chamin be'erev Yom Kippur and mutu Yom Kippur. It's mutu to go ahead and to do hatmana on erev Yom Kippur for mutu Yom Kippur. There are those shittos hold that you should not be matvim Yom Kippurim. That we don't go ahead and put a challenge up from before Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur. So the heter, as Mishra points out, is it's micholachol. What's the problem? But the tzad iser shabo is that it looks like you're cooking on. You look like you're cooking for after. You're cooking on Yom Kippur for after the fast, which I guess it's a special din on Yom Kippur because since I guess people on Shabbos no one's kosher. You went ahead and put up chalons on the Shabbos to go ahead and have for Shabbos lunch. But it could be that on Yom Kippur people think, well, everyone's trying to prepare stuff. Want to have to eat something right after Yom Kippur, so. It wouldn't be abnormal, so therefore it was an extra gzera not to be matmin things for Motzei Yom Kippur. question is, I wonder what about what about putting up? They did bring down as well that when Avram says a fee there also. By Shabbos, it's also a problem. Could go from Erev to Erev because it looks like you're doing Hatzmana Lechol. I see one time. But on Chulpanim, it's idea of Hachana. For example, if you want to go ahead and put up something hot for people who are sick or kids, something like that, I don't think the It says the Nissen says it's okay. I don't know if there are people who oyser because it looks like you're preparing a lot of food for after whether it's a Gemara Sain Shabo, I don't know. Pasha says it's mutter, but there is an idea of I never heard of people. I've heard of people making sudas kippur for their kids, which I didn't understand that. Like you give them like a full meal or something. I don't know. I just when I grew up, you take whatever's there, sandwiches, this, whatever, the idea of a suda, you just, you eat whatever there is and go to shul, but everyone has their own minhagim. Fine. Tough reshud, lakas neiris v'yom kippur, makam shenogim, lahadik neiris v'yom kippur, someone who as a minig, there's a place where there's a minig to light neiris v'yom kippur, madlikim, makam shenogim shenogim lahadik, ein madlikim, the place where it's minig to light, not to light. You don't light. There's a minig to light a whole bunch of extra candles for or, and It's a shaila of shalom bayis. So the makom is a minhag to be sure there's lights on Yom Kippur. You do that. If there is taka light, if you do light neiros in your house, then it's important to light in your bedroom. That there's you should daska also light in your room so that the person can't go ahead and won't come to be over the yisur of tashmish on Yom Kippur, because then you won't do whatever. If it's completely dark in the house, meaning there's a couple ideas on Shabbos of lighting neiros. Well, the idea of shalom bayis is one idea, so you won't trip and fall and hurt yourself. And if another idea is that it also you can see what you're eating, you can see different things, it makes things nicer. But Yom Kippur, there's not specifically any dim for that. So there's different minhagim. Our general minhag is to light neiros. Oh no, I don't know about that. That already is that I don't know. I don't think the minhag is to light. I don't think the minhag is necessarily light in the bedroom. It's just the idea that person shouldn't come to, if. So nowadays people you have lights on, everyone has lights on anyway. So you can say so he sees his wife around there. It's like you see a person's wife, you come to a nechshol. It's a bit of a chiddush. I don't know. I don't think that the whole minhag nowadays is to light and is to light specifically in the bedroom. But it's a little bit unclear because this whole minig anyway is a little bit funny. It's the minig nowadays. People light neiros for Yom Kippur. Like they have lights on. So I don't know. If it's Shabbos, you have to be ma'adik. And you make a bracha on Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. But I'll come on, the minig is to light neiros for Yom Kippur. And about the. I don't know. I'll leave it. If I see someone say nowadays there is, I'll let you know. But I don't think there is light in the bedroom. Some say you should also. Some hold you make a bracha on the Ner of Yom Kippur as well, without it being Shabbos, because then, like I said, there is a minute to have there, so you won't fall and hurt yourself. So even if you've done something to do with seeing what you're eating or anything like that, but you see, you won't fall and hurt yourself is also a culture of things, so you can make a bracha on that as well. That's our minig. Gimel, the whole makam is malikim, about the knesia, it's about the midrashim, and vos, afelim, agabe, acholim. We light neiros. If you're lighting, you light neiros everywhere to be sure there's enough light. Again, nowadays we have lights. We don't think about this, but back then they had to specifically, where am I lighting this? I'm lighting the light, the light here, the light there, things like that. So you would light everywhere where it's dark and for cholim, people can see. Dalid noagim v'chol malkom laharbos neiros v'aknesios alatziyah begonim noim v'saknesis. And the minig is that even though it's Yom Kippur, it's Zvan Tshuva and everything, Afal Pikein, the Klei Shem Bechubad, that we have to Bechabed, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bechabed Yom Kippur. So therefore, the minig is to make it nice, and to for the Chag, it's still a Chag. Put off nice tablecloths, things like that. It's not a fully a day of Tshuva. And the minig was that you light an air for every single person, but we don't, the mice is that okata, and that they light an air in the shul for people, the mice gone in Shabbat Aviv Elino Shemayis Tilmais. I think the meaning now is just to light the Yahrzeit lifts. Now I don't think I've seen anyone light Neiros for people who are alive. Just like for the, you know, they just, you know, light, they have the, you know, the old boards and shuls with the little, you know, bulbs and things. So that usually turn on. I think they turn everything on. I don't know, whatever. The meaning is to light for the for the Meisim, not necessarily for the Chaim.
Get a 25-hour light so that you get an extra
shot. Yeah, but that's something else. V'chein nachon, v'chein kosu mikzas v'vusa, v'chein kavu neiros elu yom kippurim, if these go out on Yom Kippur, ein loimer lein Yehudi sh'yachzer l'ika, it's not like these are like, again, they were used to be they were light for people who, you know, living people, not just for the people who are in the starn. So a person would get very nervous, oh, if it went out, my light went out. Oh no, it's a bad sign, get someone to relight it. Shouldn't do that. However, he should go back and light it on Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, you should let it go out, is in Yonim and Soto, so whatever, you should go ahead and let it burn out by itself. And Yikaba Lav Shkoyov Lo Yichabe Motzi Yom Kippur Nero Lehu Velo Acher, and he will Makabel, you know, he should Makabel that he shouldn't ever, and the same person had a 48-hour candle and it's light, you should never put it out. The same thing with Yirtzai Lichs, that's the meaning with Yirtzai, not only on Yom Kippur, in general, that if they go out, then you light it again. Yom Kippur, or even Stam Yirtzai Licht, if it goes out, you know, or you let it, you don't put it out, you let it, even if you have a very long one, you let it go down to the end. Maybe I wonder if we don't do it because it's a big stress, and a person should be worried. Well, if his nair went out, so then he's got it's a bad sign, and he has to go ahead and makabel. I don't know. You should put tablecloths on. On Yom Kippur, just like on Shabbos, v'chein noigim, yesh shenag lubosh begadim levanim, nikim yom kippurim, dugmas melach yashares, meaning is to wear white clothing on Yom Kippur, dugmas melach yashares, which is being wear kittel, v'chein noig lubosh kittel, shu lavan v'naki, I don't know if it's coming off Fuki, the one you wear for the Seder, which doesn't always come out naki or whatever, yeah, it could be each you have two, or could be just be sure you wash it, but it should look clean, you know, not stained. V'gavu beged meisim, it's also a kittel to beged meisim, that a person should be them, leva adam nichnem v'nishbar, a person should nishbar v'yom ha-misa. L'maisa, there's no chiyuv to wear, it's a good thing to wear a kittel. Chassidim wear a white bekesha, They won't wear a kittel. Some people don't have a minute to wear a kittel. You should wear white women. It is brought down that some women did wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. They had their own special, but the minute is not like that. But it is a minute that you should wear white. Lavanim Niki and Yom Hazeh. And don't wear any, you know, extra jewelry, the Amos Adin. Again, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, after the Seder Mishdaleach, he says that's when the girls got dressed up, and they went out with, I think they still wore white clothing, I don't know, they went out to the fields, and that's when they used to pick and make shiduchim. That was on Shabbat Yom Kippur afternoon. So after the Kapara, so you see that Yom Kippur is not just, it's not just the day, it is not just about. Whatever. There's an inyan of simcha. Hashem is an ava from Hashem. He's been mechaper for us, and therefore that's what it's inyan to wear nice stuff. And she mechaper in the chag because it's a day of kapara. We're celebrating the fact that Hashem, you know, can mechaper us. Right. Okay. Right. Shalom kibbutz dino kibbutz. Yom Kippur Leil Kiyom L'Chol Davar. The night is the same as the day. Ma'ahim Advarim Asurim Ba Malacha Achila Shtia Rechita Sicha Nila Sasanda Masha Shemita. These are the five things. Ve'ein Chiyuv Kares Ela Al Malacha VaAchila U'Shtia. Kares is only on these three things.
If person, you know, the sandals, whatever, that's all sicha. That's all. It's an issur d'oraisa, but it's because of inui, ma'ane, but it's not. That's not the main. The main is not eating, and malacha. Kol malacha shechayav mila b'Shabbes chayav mila b'Yom Kippurim. Any malacha and lama test malachos. You're chayiv on Yom Kippur, b'chol Shabbos potter of also got Yom Kippurim came. No, it's not like Yom Tiv, it's Shabbos. Elish of Shabbos is done with skila. Yom Kippur is done with karis. The only chiluk is that even maimis on Shabbos, not maimis on because of Yom Kippur. Also the taltal of Shabbos, also the taltal of Yom Kippurim muksa does apply as well. However, v'hitiru l'kanei v'yerek v'tzoya gozi v'yamincho l'manach v'shechal b'chol. You are allowed to touch food and stuff, even though yes, on Shabbos, if you wouldn't be able to eat a certain food, it could be the shaila of muksa. No one, if a certain food, no one would be able to eat. Let's say it was rotten or poisonous, whatever, you wouldn't be able to eat it. So therefore, as treif, it would be muksa. But Yom Kippur, even though no one's allowed to eat it, you are allowed to touch it, and even if there's kids around, in order to go ahead and prepare some things for both of Yom Kippur, so you should have something. Should have something right after Yom Kippur to eat. It's important. The Torah goes there to crack nuts. However, the minig is to ask for, so you shouldn't do preparing, because the problem was is that the people started, once they started doing some cracking nuts and doing some small machanas, they started doing, started like just like making a lot more and coming to Mekalkel, and that was a problem. So therefore, they said no hachanas b'chal. Achas, you'll have to save one suda, not three, but one. Tzarech laila, kol shemas, Shabbos sudas mincha. Uchvar nizbar la'el, shekhet nogim is vanazeb like a Shabbos, so ayin sham, shinan adin, Yom Kippur. Dago shatinagos v'sach ba'agoyzim is a minig that kids would play with nuts. Ve'ein minchos v'yadam afil kol v'mincha. Since a certain point it was mutter to go ahead and to crack nuts, so to remind people, it was only mutter to crack nuts. I gave kids nuts to play with, not on the ground because maybe it would mash for gumos, but on the table they would play with nuts. Again, I never heard of a minhag for kids to play with nuts. Kids play with nuts, but al kupanim, that would be fine. All right, I think we'll
go ahead.
Stop here. It's a